The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Blondie, in one way or another, going back to the 1970s, long before producer Brandon was ever considered.
Before I was even a thought.
That's right. Great song, though, from Blondie. This is The Mix, and a happy Tuesday to you. It's good to be
happy
back
Tuesday.
In the studio. I was in town yesterday, producer Brandon. I was listening to the hijinks that you and Tori were up to. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
No. I give you an A+.
I could use that extra credit, actually, this semester.
I give you an A+. A little studio applause there, maybe.
Maybe.
Nope, apparently not.
Okay.
Well, we had some technical difficulties yesterday.
Yes. Actually, I think the network went down across the entire campus.
It did. Some construction caused a little cut in our link to the world.
No.
Yeah, so I think we had a couple of issues there that probably lingering a little bit, but that's all right. We'll take care of all of it. One way or another.
One way.
We're going to get it somehow or another. We do have a look at that weather forecast. News 13's Ross Whitley has that coming up right around 9:30. It's not terrible outside. I just came from walking across campus.
It doesn't feel too bad.
It's not horrible, but Ross will let us know what we can expect. In the meantime, we've got some music coming your way. Here's a classic from Van Morrison, A Brown-Eyed Girl, right here on The Mix on your local public radio station, the only one in HD, 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station, the only one in HD, as we're playing all of your favorite songs from yesterday, today, and, well, whenever. Bachman Turner Overdrive, and You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, with The Police just before that, and Little Roxanne. I've got producer Brandon in the studio with me, and in the other room, just through the open doorway, is producer Caleb. Say hi.
Through the jail bars?
Yes, it kind of looks like that. We're working on it. We've got some studio work going on in here. But plenty going on, and it is a nice, fine Tuesday. We have a look at that weather forecast in about 8 minutes from now with News 13's Ross Whitley. Let us know if it's going to just be hot or sort of hot or really hot. This morning so far, not bad.
Not bad, no. I wasn't sweating as soon as I left the door.
Yeah, I was up in Illinois this week, and it was not terrible. Obviously not as much humidity as we had down here, but not bad weather. Still hot.
Still hot.
Hot as hot.
Terrible to move big furniture during the weekend, but
yeah, you were doing some moving.
Yeah, we got most of the furniture in this weekend. We've got a few things here and there, but most of everything is in. Most of our major appliances. I think we're still waiting on a microwave.
Microwaves are easy to move, though.
Those are easy to move.
You know, the washer, the dryer, that kind of stuff it's heavy. It's bulky. It's difficult to move.
We actually had to get a new refrigerator and a new, I don't think we have a dishwasher yet either, but we're working on it.
I thought you and your brother were the dishwasher. They're not named Brandon?
Nope, not me this time.
Oh, well. A couple of interesting things in this day in history. Machu Picchu was discovered in 1911. Ever been there? It's down in Peru.
It's on my bucket list.
Yeah. I've never been there. The closest I've been to anything like that were the Mayan ruins down in Mexico. There's the first one I went to was Chichen Itza, I think is what it's called, and it's a big pyramid.
Right. Yeah. Those look amazing.
Yeah.
I want to go see one actually.
I'm scared of heights. but I did go up and I did go back down rather quickly, but I did go all the way up to the top. I looked around. It was great.
See, I don't have a fear of heights. I have a fear of falling.
Well, there's no rational fear there, but it was a little scary. That was really pretty cool. They're out there in the jungle, which is not really great. I was in there like June in the jungle. It's a little moist in the jungle at that time of year. But I went again another time to the ruins in Tulum, which overlook the Barrier Reef, and it's beautiful. And they have some really cool things that happen with the ruins at the summer solstice and the winter solstice. The moonlight will stream through these teeny tiny little boxes. Yeah, it's really pretty neat. Neat stuff. But I've not ever been to Peru. So that's totally off topic, but I should go to Peru.
Something to put on the bucket list.
Yeah. 1998. I don't know if you were around yet. When were you born, Brandon?
96.
Okay. So you were like two. Saving Private Ryan opened up in theaters. I was in college.
I saw that movie a little later on.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I think I've seen the whole thing. I don't know that I've seen it all at once, but it's a long movie. But it's definitely very good. Tom Hanks, Matt Damon, were in that along with many others. But great movie.
Pretty accurate for a movie, too.
Absolutely. Very good. We were talking about some of that off air. Also, a great song kind of hit the charts in 1982. It was Eye of the Tiger from Rocky III.
Oh,
we'll play that here in just a bit. Great movie. Great movie and a great song to kind of get you up and moving on this fine Tuesday. So you talk and I'll find it.
Well, I mean, you can't go wrong with that song, to be honest with you.
No, you can't.
I mean, like...
We played it even in pep band.
You played it in pep band?
Oh, yeah. You got to play that. That's a great song to get everybody up and moving.
See, I wish we played that in my middle school marching band. We never got to play it.
Never got to play it?
Never got to play it.
Here it is. It reached the charts this day, 1982. It's Eye of the Tiger. Here's Survivor on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. You got weather next. It's the mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. And Jason Mraz and Colby Calais and Lucky. And we are so lucky, we have Tom back in the studio with us this morning.
Yes, you do.
Aren't we lucky?
Yeah. How can you get so lucky?
You were just criticizing some classical music.
I was not. Actually, I was just criticizing how we stack it up on our HD2, the classical elevator.
Criticizing opera. You said it wasn't legitimate.
Well, I just said that a lot of times opera is just people singing when they could be talking. Oh, dear. I got buzzed.
And
I just got back.
I
haven't been on 10 seconds, and I get buzzed. And
twice.
Then I get rebuzzed. Okay. Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, how you been?
I've been good.
Long
how about
time
you?
No see.
Yeah,
you have an important message for folks today, Tom.
I do, and that's why I'm up here in Studio A, high atop the Advanced Technology Center at Gulf Coast State College. It's time to register to vote or change your party affiliation for the primaries. You have until the 30th of this month.
Hence the serious music.
This is a serious thing.
It is serious.
This is a very serious thing, folks. And the other thing is, if you don't take the time out of your schedule to do your duty as a citizen, you need to just go ahead and be quiet. Don't fuss when somebody else elects somebody you don't like.
I don't remember if I registered to vote. Is there a way to find that out?
Sure. You can go to the supervisor of elections office, show them your driver's license. They'll tell you what your status is. They'll tell you where to vote, when to vote, all of that stuff.
And where's the supervisor of elections office located?
Be right across the parking lot from the ever popular NWRLS,
Northwest Regional Library
on 11th
System.
Street Government Center.
Yeah, that's a big fancy building.
It's hard to miss.
There's a lot of good stuff going
There's
on.
There's a
in
lot
there.
Of good stuff going on in that around that parking lot. You can even go over to the library and look up who you might want to vote for. Do some research. They have computers available for that sort of thing over there.
Yeah, for free.
Mm-hmm. And I think coming up here, it might be Saturday. I'd have to look. We'll look and maybe come back with this. There's a DC versus Marvel thing going on over there on Saturday.
Yeah.
Brandon. Producer Brandon.
You've already got your costume ready to go.
Anyway, we'll try to dig up the specifics on that. It's Saturday afternoon, I believe, at the Northwest Regional Library System main branch on 11th Street.
Absolutely.
But you can't change your registration then. I think you have to come in during the work week.
I think you do.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to get out and get prepared to vote.
You do. And get informed, please.
Absolutely.
And remember, please remember, everything you hear on the internet is not always true.
What? You're kidding, right?
I know that's a
what?
Shock for you. Yeah, see, that's a terrible shock. When you hear something, you might want to just, no.
Yeah.
I'm not doing well today.
That was just in general. It wasn't completely directed at you. But no, I mean, you're right. Not everything you hear on the internet is a gospel truth. Not everything you hear from my microphone is gospel truth.
Yeah, I'll go along with that.
you need to be able to discern for yourself. Be informed.
Be informed. Watch out, because as we've heard nothing but in the news, there are some bad actors, bad state actors out there trying to misinform you by using social media. So please, when you hear something, on social media that, you know, so-and-so was at a garden party where they roasted kittens and ate them like kebabs, would you just check it out first before you just, you know, share it with the rest of your friends?
You know, this is taped, so yeah. We've got this forever now.
Well, I didn't say who.
Well, True.
That's true.
But also consider locally.
Yes.
So listen to the local commission meetings.
Yes, please pay attention. Tori will do a synopsis on the meetings, and you can listen in at lunchtime.
That's where she's at today. She's listening to three at the same time.
I know. And she'll give you a synopsis of what's going on. And remember, these people locally have a lot to do with your lives. They determine how your trash gets picked up, whether your street gets paved, and all those other fun things like that. So pay attention to your local government. Be informed and be active.
Absolutely. We're going to beat this drum again, so don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
We do want to get to our vinyl play of the day, though. We're going back to 1984. There was a little movie that came out.
Good year for cinema.
Called The Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
This is not, however, the Ghostbusters theme.
Okay.
Far too early in the year for that. Instead, this is from one of the hot songs that came off of it, out of that soundtrack. It was Laura Branigan. This is Hot Night. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Laura Branigan and Hot Night from the great movie, the soundtrack, Ghostbusters. Still one of my favorites. It's cheesy, but I liked it.
Yeah, sometimes on these, I really like Ghostbusters 1 better.
Oh, that's the best one.
Yeah.
Absolutely the best one.
I was talking to somebody yesterday about Jurassic. I think it was Caleb, and we were talking about Jurassic Park. And despite the fact the effects have gotten a lot better, Jurassic Park 1 was really the one.
It is the one.
Yeah,
absolutely the one.
I will say I cried during one scene in the new one, though, in the new movie.
Oh, really?
You cried, huh?
There was one part, just one part, and I'm not going to spoil it because it's still out. It's,
I haven't seen it.
People haven't seen it yet.
I saw the last new one, and it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's fairly early in the movie is when I cried, and it was just because of one reason and one reason only that will not be shared yet.
Okay.
Maybe later in the year.
No spoilers. No, I appreciate
it. No spoilers here.
Yeah, no, it was a good movie. I can't roast a marshmallow without thinking of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and countless jokes about crossing the streams. It's 9:44. Let's get back to a little Simon and Garfunkel here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, also from a great movie. This is Mrs. Robinson. Buffalo Springfield on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, for what it's worth.
Yeah, we were just talking about all the songs that came out of the Vietnam era.
And that definitely is one of them.
Oh, yeah. That's sort of the...
Like the one.
Yeah, that's kind of like one of the top few, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And a good song, though.
Yes, excellent.
For what it's worth.
For whatever it's worth.
Right. So, Tom, you were how old during the Vietnam thing? You were
I was in college. Yeah, I was in college, yeah. Well, Vietnam actually went on for quite a while.
Well, and it started early, too.
Yeah, it started earlier than we think of it because it started in the 60s. So, yeah, I was in high school, college.
Yeah. Very good. Were you playing some of this music?
Yes, live.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Were you playing bongos?
No. No. You know what I play. Get out of here with that.
You play the radio.
Yes, I'm very good at playing the radio.
Actually,
not so good at talking on the radio, but I can play
it
like crazy.
He won't admit it, but he's actually a pretty good guitar player. Not bad for an old guy.
I will not admit to that, no.
Yeah, I've seen it.
No.
Now, I know that you injured your hand a while back.
Yeah, you were doing drugs when you did that or something. I think you've been...
No.
We'd put you in a moldy closet and you're having a trip or something.
No. Although that might have happened at a few places here in the campus.
It was that old technology building.
Yeah, it had a moldy closet.
I found out later the walls weren't really supposed to be green.
You didn't? Or white? Black.
Yeah, really. Or black.
They weren't supposed to be that color?
Nope.
No.
No. But you did injure your hand sometime.
I did,
and
yes.
That did affect your guitar playing a little bit. But
it
I've
did.
Heard you play; you're pretty good.
No, I'm not, but that's okay. I appreciate that.
It's close enough for jazz.
Yeah, I'm one of these people that, as I always tell people, I really am more comfortable on the other side of the glass.
Yeah,
which is a kind of a studio term for I really like recording, but I'm not much on playing.
Well, I think you do a pretty good job.
Only Slim Fats has gotten me to play on things.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
I actually sang on one of his songs, which was really weird.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
What song?
Everybody Loves Slim.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's the name of the song.
Okay.
I think it's also the name of the CD. I just finished a CD for Slim. It should be coming out and available online and all that. Very different. A new CD called Simply Slim, which I helped produce.
He's an interesting guy.
Yes.
Well, let's recap again that we have until what, the 30th?
We have till the 30th. Go down there if you haven't registered to vote, for heaven's sakes, register to vote and vote in the primaries, because by the time you get to the main election, you only got two choices. There's more than that in the primaries.
Sure.
So you need to start early.
Do
your research. Stay informed. Listen to WKGC. We'll help you with some of that research.
That's right.
And
we won't tell you what to do. We'll just tell you what you need
that.
To know.
No, we're not into that. We have a very disparate staff up here, so we don't tell people what to do, but we do try to help you keep informed, tell you where you can get information or get it for you.
Yeah, we got rid of all those folks from those other networks.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Fox News, MSNBC.
We don't have any no fake news here. We threw the fake. They sent little booklets out how to be fake news, and
we burned them.
I think we used a Viking funeral too for that.
I think we did too. Yeah, we floated them out in the pond out behind the building and burned it.
Of course,
no fake news here.
But we do have some talking heads, and I'm one of them.
Yes, I know.
It's a big talking head.
Right.
You'll keep me straight.
We will try. But anyway, 30th, go and register and vote in the primaries in the main election, please.
Absolutely.
The only way is this: if you want to do something for your country, get informed and vote responsibly. That's the best thing you can do for your country.
And that's a great public service announcement from Mr. Tom Hoots.
And if you're like me and you moved, make sure your address is changed on your registration.
Right. Do it.
Do it.
All right, we're coming up on 10 o'clock, and we've got more of The Mix. I'm stepping out with No Doubt, and this might be best for both of us, Tom. It's called Don't Speak. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.